hard time. Don't worry.
Confidence me.
Attack your character. Attack your integrity. Don't worry. No, no.
Confidence me.
Touch your neighbor. Encourage the person next to you. Tell them I got it. Tell them I got it. I can say it.
Yes.
Till you will.
Yes.
Say it.
One more time, everybody, lift your voice all over this world and say, God favors me.
God favors me.
KKKAYT 88.1 FM. 70,000 watts of gospel power. Power beaming on the Blue Mountains of Mississippi and the flat plains of West Texas and the beaches and bayous of Louisiana. KAYT 88.1 FM.
Welcome to the radio broadcast of Living Word Ministries. Living Word Ministries of Magadan. Stay tuned and focused and let words of life minister to you by our pastor, Altorio Holden Sr. At the end of the broadcast, contact information will be given to you. Here's our pastor.
Let us pray. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you. Father, we thank you for this time we are here together with you. We thank you, Lord God, that we made the appointment tonight. Father, we ask that you would just touch us and that you would help us, that you would hear us and heal us. And Father God, that you would make us holy as you are holy. Father, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus that, Lord God, that you would help me to preach the word, that you would give me the anointing that makes preaching easy. Holy Spirit, speak to your people. Speak to them, Lord God, and let them hear what thus saith the Lord. Let them hear what the Spirit saith unto the church. Father, we thank you for the word that strengthens and sustains us. We thank you for the Holy Ghost who guides and gives to us what belongs to you. We thank you for the blood of Jesus that covers us, cures us, cleanses us, and connects us. And Lord, we thank you right now, God, that we are saved by grace that came through Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you, God, that you've given me clarity of thought and precision of speech. You've let my tongue be the pen of a ready writer. And the hearts tonight of the hearers will be the tablet in which I shall write upon the word of faith, the word of God that brings healing and deliverance, power and peace to all those that hear and believe. Father, we thank you right now. We thank you, Lord, that you've healed us. You set us free. And Father, after you've done all you wanted to do in this service, after you've made a way for some, after you've healed others, after you've delivered some of others and saved those that need saving, Father, we'll be careful to give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. And we will join in with the many-winged seraphim and the many-eyed cherubim that chant and declare one to another that you are holy. You're holy, God. You're holy, and your glory fills the earth. These prayers we pray in Jesus' name. We thank you now. Amen. And let everyone that believes say amen.
Amen.
Say amen again.
Amen.
Amen. God is a good God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to talk to you from this simple thought. The significance of a word. Amen. We must have a word. Amen. Shepherds, they're going to be ravenous wolves in shepherd's clothing, and they're going to lead people astray. They're already here. They're already talking stuff. Sometimes you hear them on TV. Sometimes you hear them at certain churches. But you got to realize that you got to hear God in whatever's being spoken. You need to be able to hear God from the person who's speaking. I wish I had somebody, because not everybody get up to speak. They're not getting up speaking God's word. Some people get up to throw off at folks. Some people get up to see what they can get out of folks. Some people get up because they want to entertain folks. But I get up because I want God to speak to folks. I want God to lead them the way that he wants them to go. Oh, come on and say hallelujah. Here it was, they were in a test. Oh yeah, they were in a test. And you know one thing I love about testing? God, you know, got to understand that just like teachers, they don't always speak during the test. But they let you know that they are there. Come on and say amen. They let you know I'm in the room with you. But you can go ahead on and take your test. And what God is saying to us tonight, that whatever you go through, I'm in the room with you. I never leave you nor forsake you. Go on and take your test, because I've given you ahead of time all the answers. But you got to listen up. I wish I had somebody. Oh, come on and say amen. But look at what he says here. He said, be not afraid. It's I. And he tells Peter, says in verse 28, and Peter answered and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me to come unto thee on the water. Do I have any Peters in the house? Oh, yeah. That in the midst of the storm, even though I'm scared, even though I'm a little bit skeptical, I still call out. I still talk to whatever got me scared, I'm going to talk to it. I'm going to say, oh, is that you, Lord? I'm going to say, Lord, if it's you, let me see your face. Lord, if it's you, let me see your hand move. If it's you, Lord, bid me to come. If it's you, Lord, open up the door. If it's you, Lord, open up the windows and pour me out a blessing. If it's you, oh, come on and say, man, I know I'm not the only one that in the midst of my trouble, I still call on the Lord. In the midst of my trials, I still say, Lord, send your rain. In the midst of my heartache, I say, Lord, send your healing. Do I have anybody here tonight that say, I'm the one like Peter, that when I see God moving in a different way and I don't know just what he's doing, I trust him and say, Lord, if it be you, bid me. Bid me, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. He said, bid me to come. You see, Peter, when he said, bid me to come, the Bible says that Jesus said one word. Yes. Even if it's one word, will you trust him? Yes. Even if it's one word, will you hold on to that one word and take a chance at leaping out of the boat? Do I have any witnesses? A lot of people talk about Peter because they say he took a step of faith. I've worked on boats before. I've sailed in the ocean. And I don't find any boat that you can just take a step out on. No, you got to take more than a step. You got to give some energy. You got to take a leap. And sometimes that's what God wants us to do. He said, no, take both feet out of the boat. He doesn't want you to have some security. I'm just going to see if I can do it. No, Peter didn't test the waters and see. Let me see. Hold on. Let me see. Whoa, no. No, Peter didn't do that. Peter said, no, I'm not going to test it, because his word said it. He give me the test. I don't test God. God tests. Oh, too many of us, we testing God. We're trying to test. We like Gideon. I'm going to put my fleece out, and I'm going to see what it's going to do. God said, don't test me, because I'm the one that do the testing. So I want you to have faith enough to come on my word. Oh, come on and say amen here. But he gave him one word. You see, some of us want him to say it again. When he said come, we say, say again, Lord. Some of us want to come on one more time, God. I'm praying. What are you doing? I'm praying that God said one more time. Then I know that he said it. God said, by now you ought to know my voice. Let me tell you something. When I was a child and I knew that if something went wrong, if I heard the voice a certain way, I knew it was me. Even if I couldn't make out whatever it was, if that voice rang out a certain way, I said, oh, Lord, what did I do? I had to think about it, because I knew that was intended for me. So whenever God speaks, you got to know that this is intended Oh, Lord, help me today. You got to know that the word of God is intended for you. You got to hold on to that word. Amen. One word he spoke. One word he told him. He said, if it be you bid me to come. And Jesus said, come. Oh, come on and say amen. And so when the Bible says that when Peter come down out of the ship, he walked on water to go to Jesus. Now, what I like about Peter is that he was already in a position where they thought they were going to already die. They thought that the wind and the storm was going to take them out. Better yet, they said, we're seeing spirits. And you know how it is when you think people start seeing people that's dead. You say, oh, it must be time for them to go. Come on and say, man. When people start, I'm seeing my mama. They seeing their mama. And mama been gone 40 years. They seeing grandma. And they talking, you know, talking to them. We start saying, oh, yeah, those people, they about to die. That's what we say, don't we? Well, look at this. Peter said, look, I'm in the ship. And rather than die with these people who ain't got no faith, I'm willing to take a chance and jump out of the boat. Oh, you can't talk about me if you're still in the boat. You can't say a word about me if you're still in the boat. You can talk about, oh, Peter crazy. Peter jumping out of the boat. Peter gonna die. But Peter said, look, I'll take my chances because y'all scanned me too bad. I'd rather get out of the boat and I'd rather trust God than to stay in the boat and holler with y'all. I'd rather get out of the boat and do something I never done before than to stay in the boat and continue doubting God. I'd rather get out of the boat and walk on water. I wish I had somebody come on and say, yeah, what Peter realize if Jesus was who he said he was and he said come, then the water didn't have no choice but to hold him up. I wish I had somebody. The water had no choice, but every time Peter stepped, the waves start saying, hold on, we can't wash Peter up because he's standing on a word. Do I have anybody that said, I'm not going to be washed up, I can't drown because I'm standing on a word? Do I have anybody? Say yeah. I'm not ready for that yet. Hold on. Oh yeah, he says that when Peter, he jumped out of the boat and began to walk on water, and he wasn't just going anywhere. Look at where he was going. He was going to Jesus. Some of us, we want to take the word and go anywhere. Well, I got the word, I don't need that. Vic and Winers done mess y'all up. As long as I got King Jesus, I don't need nobody. You got a word, but where you going with it? You got Jesus, but where you going with it? Oh, come on and say amen. Oh, yeah, we got to get a word. He says that, and Peter, when he walked on water to go to Jesus, but verse 30 says, but when he saw the wind was boisterous. He was afraid and beginning to sink. And he cried, Lord, save me. Oh, yeah. He began to sink, and he said, Lord, save me. He saw the wind, and I wondered. I said, Lord, when I read it, I said, I wonder how in the world. As many times I looked, I've never seen the wind. I have to look at something that is affected by the wind. Oh, have mercy, Jesus. But Peter did some supernatural looking with his eyes of faith. And he began to look and he saw Jesus, but then he took his eyes off Jesus and he began to see the wind. What Peter saw was really the same thing that we see. He did not see the wind, but he saw the effects of the wind. And see, that's what happens to us whenever we're in a test, whenever we've been tossed, whenever we go through a situation, we start seeing the effects of what the wind or the enemy is doing, and we start to fear because now we don't know really if God said what he said. But Peter was out there walking on the water, going to Jesus, and here Jesus was right there, and he started to doubt as he got closer to Jesus. You know, and a lot of times that's what happens to us because storms and trials, us being tossed to and fro, us being beat up by the devil. You know what it does? It pushes us close to the devil. Seems like the devil would leave us alone. But since he messed with us, it makes us go closer to God. I wish I had somebody here. Oh, yeah, every time he lie on you, you go to praying. Every time he do something to your loved ones, you go to praying. We go closer to God when we go through trials, when we go through tests, when we go through situations. Come on and say hallelujah. And so what happened to Peter here is that he saw the wind. And then the faith that he had was affected by what was going on around him. We can't allow what's going on around us to affect our faith. I know we got some bad things happening all around us. I know we got some loved ones that are suffering, that are sick, that are whatever the case is. We got a lot of stuff that's going on and we would probably lose faith. But I want you to know that if we can trust the word that God said, they will be all right. Oh, come on and say amen here. We got to see that this is only a test, but God has given us a word to be able to make it through. And so what happens here, Peter began to see the wind, and I don't know again how you see it with your natural eye, but he saw the effects of wind. But then he said, Lord, save me. The other thing I like about Peter, although Peter looks to be one of those that just do anything, just almost the foolish of the disciples, because he just jumped out of the boat when everybody else was in the boat. We would tell people to stay in the boat, but Peter jumps out and then he begins to sink. Peter begins to go down. And sometimes while we're in our testing, while we're in our tossing, we seem to have lost control and we seem to be sinking in what it was that was once holding us up. Sometimes what was holding us up begins to overtake us. Oh, come on and say amen. Sometimes it's people that's been holding us up that they finally drop us. Come on and say amen. Oh, yeah, we got to get to a place now that we got to learn how to pray because we in this stuff. Amen. When you get in that stuff, you got to learn how to pray. Peter, look at what Peter did. Peter said a three-word prayer. And I know a lot of people like to pray a long time. I know people like to say pretty words and they want to talk and some of them even hoop when they preach. Come on and say, when they pray, like they preaching. Come on and say hallelujah. But I guarantee that if you learn how to pray this three-word prayer, your prayers will be more powerful than those long drawn out Pharisaic prayers that we hear from time to time. Look at what he said. Peter said, Lord, save me. I don't know about you, but Lord, save me had brought me from a mighty long way. Lord, save me took me from the mourner's bench to right here on the preacher's bench. Lord, save me took me from sickness to health. Lord, save me took me from being broke, busted, and disgusted. Oh, come on and say amen to being blessed beyond measure. Lord, save me took me from being stressed out to me saying I'm too blessed to be stressed. Lord, save me has opened up many doors that was closed in my face. And oh, come on and say hallelujah. Lord, save me, have protected me when I didn't even know the danger seen and unseen. Lord, save me has been right there for me. Anybody in the house tonight, can you wave your hand and say, Lord, save me? And some of us need to go further than that and say, Lord, don't just save me, but save them that's in the boat. Lord, don't just save them that's in the boat, but save them that might come out of the boat. Oh, come on and say amen. I need the Lord to save my children, save my marriage, save my friends, save my family. Do I have anybody? Save the church. Lord, save us. And sometimes the Lord will save us from ourselves because we are our own worst enemy. Do I have a witness here? Come on and see. Yeah. But the Bible says that immediately when he began to call out to God, that Jesus reached out his hand and he pulled Peter up. I'm reminded that his arm is not short, that it cannot save. Do I have anybody? Nor is his ear heavy that he cannot hear. I need to preach a little harder, I guess. Some of y'all looking at me like it's time to go. But if you help me preach, I'll let you get out of here. You see, he said, hey, Lord, save me. Jesus reached out and picked him up. Oh, come on and say amen. And caught him. And said unto him, O thou of little faith. He said, wherefore did you doubt? He said, you was right there. You was within arm's reach, but you still doubted. You was right here walking on water while the other ones watch you walk. And why did you doubt? You was right here in the midst of the sea. Seemed like the wind could have done you something, but because you were on my word, the wind couldn't touch you. Do I have a witness? Come on and say, yeah. He said, why did you doubt? And a lot of times in our life, God is asking the question, why are you doubting? Oh, come on and say hallelujah. I don't want to doubt. out, God. I know the wind's been blowing. I know that the waves have been roaring. But I'm going to trust God that he's able to hold me up. I'm going to trust God that he'll pick me up even if I'm sinking. Do I have a witness? Look at what God showed us here. Even when your faith ain't working like it should be, God is so good. God is so good that he'll pick you up, turn your life around, say yes, say yeah. Look, God will do it even if your faith ain't kicking like it should. Even if I believe a little bit and I don't believe like I should, I know what God will do. I'm like the three Hebrew boys. I really don't want to go in this furnace, but if God's going to deliver, I know that he can. But if he don't, I trust him. Do I have anybody that say, Lord, I'll trust you? Say yeah, say yeah. But the verse 32 says, and when they came into the ship, the wind ceased. The only reason the wind is blowing, the only reason the storm is arising, is because the wind don't want you to get back into the ship, because you'll be a testimony. Oh, that's my last point, is that look at the testimony. The testimony is, I was in the ship, or better yet, fellowship with the doubters. But when Jesus came, I leaped out of the ship. I got hold of Jesus, or he got hold of me. I went back to the ship where the people was doubting, to let them know, if you trust the Lord, everything. I say everything will be all right. Would y'all help me preach tonight? Tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, I got a feeling. Oh, wait a minute, they ain't looking at you. Touch your neighbor and say, neighbor, I'm talking to you. I got a feeling, I got a real good feeling that everything, say everything, is gonna be all right. All your trials, all your situations, all your circumstances, give them over to God. He'll make a way. Say yeah. But when he got back to the ship, looked like the wind stopped. Peter said, ain't nothing else to look at, because I got with Jesus and he helped me out. He saved me and he put me back in the ship. And that's when the wind stopped. Even the wind got sense that when God is speaking and when God is working, just like the old people used to tell us, sit down and be still while God do his work. Even the wind got sense that I know I can't move because Jesus is doing his work. So the wind stopped. I wish I had somebody, but anybody that's been in the sea like me, you realize something, that even after the wind stopped, that we had what we call swells, and the seas would go 20 foot high, and it'd be days later after the storm is gone, we still rocking in the boat. But guess what? Wasn't no rocking, wasn't no wind blowing. They were able to see that it was really Jesus. I want you to know today that God will shut the storm off when it's time for you to come out of it. So keep on going. Don't worry about the storm. Oh, come on and say amen here. But when they look at this, in verse number 33, when they were coming to the ship, he said they begin to worship, and they say, of a truth, this is the Son of God. When the wind stopped, they begin to worship. Whenever the storm quits, you need to go back to church and say, if it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, where, oh, where would I be? Oh, come on and say yes. I wish I had somebody that said, when I get through the storm, I say, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Whom shall I be afraid? When my enemy, even the wicked one, decide to eat of my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though a host should encamp against me, I shall not fear. Do I have anybody? I'm trying to quit right here. But the Bible says, they said, of a truth, thou art the Son of God. All they did is what one centurion did one day. He echoed the same words. And he said, surely this is the Son of God. When you come through your storm, you need to say, can't nobody do me like Jesus. Can't nobody do me like the Lord. When we look at what God did, it can't be nobody. Nobody but God. I know other folks want to take credit, but if it hadn't been for God touching your heart, you wouldn't have never moved. Do I have any witnesses? Ain't nobody but God can hear you when your doctor say, he shakes his head and say, can't do nothing for you. Can't nobody but God do it. Or come on and say, yeah. Can't nobody but God deliver you from something that you ain't told nobody got you a hold on you. Can't nobody do it but God. I wish I had somebody that say, can't nobody. Say, can't nobody but God do it like this. Or come on and say, yeah. Come on and say, hallelujah. We got to stand on the word of God, but we got to be able to make it through the storm. We got to listen to the Father, and when he speaks his one word, we got to know that his word will get us through the storm. And I'm going to tell you this little story, and I'm almost to my seat. There was a little girl. She was coming home one day from college, and there arose a great big storm. You know how those storms be on I-20? You know those storms? Thunderstorms and tornadoes and stuff. This girl was on her way home. She picked up a cell phone. She said, Daddy, I'm riding through a storm, but I don't know if I can see because people are starting to pull over. I don't believe I can make it down the road. I believe I should pull over with them because can't nobody see anything. And her daddy said, baby, just keep on driving. Do I have a witness here? But then she kept trying to talk. She said, Daddy, are you sure? And the phone hung up. She lost her signal in up in the storm, but all she had was what her daddy said, so she kept on driving. She turned the whip wipers on high, turned the lights on high beam, and she kept on driving. By the time she got a signal, she said, Daddy, I'm in the middle of a storm. I need to pull over. He said, no, keep driving. And the phone hung up again, but she came on out of the storm. And when she came out of the storm, she had four bars, and she said, let me call my daddy back. She said, Daddy, I came through the storm. Her daddy said, baby, now pull over on the side of the road. The girl pulled the car over. He said, now get out of the car. She said, Daddy, I don't understand. While I was in the storm, you told me not to pull over, but now that I'm out of the storm, you want me to pull over and get out of the car? He said, get out of the car. She pulled on over. She got out of the car. He said, now turn around and look. That girl turned around and looked, and she saw all of the people that were still in the storm, all of the cars that was on side of the road, and she said, Daddy, I see. If I would have pulled over, I'd still be in the storm, but I heard your word, and I had nothing else to go by. The last thing you told me is to keep on driving. I came to encourage somebody that whenever you're in a storm, just keep on driving. Whatever the Lord say do, you just keep on doing it. Say yeah, say yes. I came to let you know that when Jesus was in a storm of his life, his father said, go and die. And that's all he told Jesus. Jesus said, not my will, but thy will be done. So Jesus took up a cross. He went and they put nails in his hands. And they put nails in his feet. They hung him high. They stretched him wide. He bowed his head. They dropped him low. and then he died. Then he didn't have a plot over in Mount Pilgrim Cemetery. He didn't have a plot at Lord Serenity. They had to borrow a place. He said, foxes have holes and birds have nests, but the Son of Man had nowhere to lay his head. Do I have anybody say yeah? But they had a man named Joseph, said, I'll let him borrow it, because he told me one day I'm going to get back up and give it back. They put Jesus in a borrowed tomb, and after 3 days, early